Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Taylor Reed, back with another stoic morning reset to kickstart your day. Ever wake up feeling like you're already behind, like that inner critic has already started throwing shade? We've all been there. That little voice in our heads can be a real buzzkill, whispering doubts and making us question everything we do. But guess what? You have the power to silence that negativity and build unshakable confidence. Today, we're diving deep into how to overcome self-criticism and become your own biggest cheerleader. Because let's face it, the world needs more of you, shining bright and owning your awesomeness. So, strap in, grab a cup of coffee, and get ready to unleash your inner badass. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you crush that self-criticism and build confidence that radiates like a supernova. Number 1. Acknowledge the critic. You've got the seed to beat it. That voice in your head, well, it's just there. It doesn't define you, but ignoring it won't make it go away. Recognize when those negative thoughts pop up, and don't judge yourself for having them. We all have that inner critic, even the most confident people. Think of it like a grumpy neighbor who loves to complain. You wouldn't let their negativity dictate your mood, right? Same goes for your inner voice. Just acknowledge its presence and move on. Number 2. Challenge those negative thoughts. Don't just accept what that critic throws at you. Question everything. Is there evidence to support those claims? Or are they just assumptions based on fear? You know that feeling when someone tells you you can't do something, and your first instinct is to prove them wrong? That's the power of challenging negativity. Remember, your thoughts are not facts. They're just stories your brain is telling itself. So, start rewriting those narratives with positive affirmations and realistic self-talk. Instead of "I can't do this, try this will be challenging, but I am willing to give it my best shot." See the difference? Number 3. Focus on your strengths. We all have unique talents and abilities. Spend some time reflecting on what you're good at, what makes you proud, and what brings you joy. When you focus on your strengths, you naturally build confidence and resilience. You start to see yourself as capable and worthy of success. Think about those times when you really knocked it out of the park. What did you do well? How did it make you feel? Remind yourself of those successes regularly. They're proof that you've got this. Number 4. Celebrate small victories. Don't wait for some grand achievement to feel good about yourself. Acknowledge and celebrate every win, no matter how small. Did you finish a challenging task at work? Give yourself a high five. Did you cook a delicious meal? Treat yourself to your favorite dessert. Remember, building confidence is a journey, not a destination. Celebrate the progress you make along the way and keep pushing forward. And finally, number 5. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, just like you would be to a good friend. Everyone makes mistakes, it's part of being human. Instead of dwelling on setbacks, learn from them and move on. Treat yourself with the same understanding and support that you would offer someone you love. Remember, you deserve to feel confident and worthy. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you preparing for an important presentation. That self-criticism is whispering doubts in your ear, saying things like, "What if you mess up? Well, you're not good enough." But instead of letting those thoughts take over, you remember the power of challenging negativity. You acknowledge the fear but remind yourself that you've prepared well and have valuable insights to share. You focus on your strengths as a communicator and your passion for the topic. You visualize success, feeling confident and excited about sharing your ideas with the audience. And guess what? You rocked that presentation. You delivered your message with clarity and conviction, leaving a lasting impact on those who heard you. That's the power of overcoming self-criticism and building unshakable confidence. Remember, you are capable, you are worthy, and you have so much to offer the world. Don't let that inner critic hold you back from shining bright. Today, take a moment to practice some self-compassion. Acknowledge your strengths, celebrate your wins, and challenge those negative thoughts with positive affirmations. Remember, every day is a new opportunity to build confidence and create the life you desire. So go out there and make it amazing. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a dose of confidence boost. And if you enjoyed it, leave us a review. Your feedback means the world to me. Until next time, stay strong, stay calm, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.